am from Arkansas, and my dad was a coal miner. That kind of makes me a coal miner's daughter.
That makes so much sense now.
All of them had that.
She had some fringe bangs.
Yeah, those were good.
That would be your role. Like, if we had a band, I think, like, you'd be the pretty one
playing
the tambourine.
Because you have to have a lot of talent to slap that thing on your wrist or leg. See, we're just, like, talking all... I'm so excited because I loved this movie. I cannot...
I felt humbled to actually get to talk with them. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were this cool. Thanks for talking with me. I feel like a peon.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, guys, it's Taylor and Greg. Welcome to Unfiltered. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
What's happening?
Oh, my God, Taylor. Jury duty. Jury duty. I told you that I was going.
I know. Are we back on this again?
No, I'm just saying it was a beat down, but I survived it. And now I'm packing for New York,
I
believe.
What was the case? Are you allowed to talk about the case?
No, because I didn't even get that far. I mean, they let me go at like 11 after sitting there.
They take one look at you like, yeah, we don't need this guy.
Well, normally I dress like over the top, but again, it's suit. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, so it's so hot that I was like, I was way too casual. I just was not very nice to everybody, so they let me off. I don't even think they really wanted me there. I think it was just a formality, but got my little $4, and they asked me if I wanted to donate this year, and I said no.
I'll take my $4.
I'll take it.
I'll go to 7-Eleven on my way back to work.
It doesn't even pay for a bottle of water, people. That's all I'm going to say about that. But getting super excited to come to New York.
I know. I'm so excited. There's a good show lineup, I feel like.
No, we've got a few already, so I'm excited. And I think you're going to come into this city in the same day. Hopefully, we can make it work. We'll go to Puenza.
Puenza? Oh, well, we could go Puenza, Gwen.
Puenza. And then quit making fun of me.
Oh.
And then Probable.
I love Probable.
Yeah, I do too.
He lived, I should say, his like atelier was in our apartment building when we lived on 26th Street. And his workshop was like right below us, which was very cool because we used to see him there.
Well, he's very attractive to look at. I think he's a really smart looking guy, but his stuff is it's wearable to me. I think everyone should go out and get some of that if you can afford it. Right?
I mean, I cannot, but I love it.
Go to a resale shop, right?
You know, actually, I do like to shop resale just because there's a lot of things that are like older seasons that I find are really current. And I don't always like to be like in the current collection. I like to come back to some of the oldies, but goodies. So I like to shop resale.
Oh, for sure. I mean, oftentimes you'll look at something, you're like, I wish I had bought that. And if you come across it again, I'm just like,
exactly.
Oh my God, it's a little
jewel.
And
it's like super excited or something like, oh, I should buy this. And I don't buy it. And then I beat myself up about not buying what I really wanted to buy. And then like 2 years later, it'll pop up on the reel. I'm like, there it is. I'm going to buy it.
And then do that waiting game to see if they mark it down just a little bit.
I miss it again. I'm like,
and then you have to put it on a wait list. It's like, come back to me. Come back to me.
No, Probable has like this incredible like floral suit and like the backdrop is black and has all these it's like this incredible vivid floral that is like speaking to me, but you know, he didn't send it to me and I'm pretty upset about that because I would sit front row wearing it if he would just offer it to me, but he didn't. Whatever.
Well, we're also going to go see Christian Siriano.
Yeah.
Friends of ours from Project Runway days.
We're working on trying to, he's so busy, but we've been trying to get our schedules lined up so we can get Christian on the show, which would be a very fun interview. So stay tuned for that someday.
I mean, he's doing everything also.
I know.
I mean, my God, that child running around and he seems the same grounded kid.
Doesn't he? I mean, he's like not a kid anymore, but he still seems like such a kid to me. Like he's not a baby anymore, but he is. I don't know.
Was so funny. I mean, aging me immensely, even after this god awful birthday that I just had. But I remember going to one of the very first, if it was not the first, Zach Posen show. Mm-hmm. He was like 14 years old.
And were we at that together?
Do what?
Were we at that Zach Posen show together? I don't remember.
I don't know. It was 100 years ago. Okay. I mean, but it was amazing. Okay. I think David was with me on that one. But, I mean, look, still in business, which is crazy. I know all these lines are kind of reinventing themselves and designers are dying and new people are coming in and they just shift around the monopoly board of fashion, which I think is really interesting because you grow to know certain brands as, you know, when Carl did Fendi or when Carl did or J.W. Anderson does his own line, but then he collabs with somebody else. So it's always fun to go to Fashion Week and see what people are bringing to the table. And some of the, like, newcomers or even, like, Theory, which is kind of like a filler in a wardrobe, in my opinion. For me, personally, it's not. They're not going to wow you with rhinestones they made this season because I think they have a new designer. But I mean, just fun to get to go to that and have the hustle and bustle. And I know that Fashion Week isn't what it always has been in the past and they move it around. But, you know, I think Fern Malice has always done such a great job and her new book is really interesting. And she does a lot of those talk series with different fashion people, which I think is great to bring that education. I know with all those, what are those, like, masterclass things? I think she's on one of those and Anna's on. I mean, those are really interesting to me. If you ever wanted to get somebody a gift, I think that's a really great, just a year pass to a masterclass. Anything that's interesting?
Educational. Like, very big people have done those masterclass things.
Yeah, so I made reservations for us to go to the Carlisle. And it's become such a thing. I know that we used to go all the time, even, like, you didn't go as much as I did during our filming, but you live next to it. So I know that you and your husband would go often.
Oh, we would go. But you just went so much.
Well, and so late. You know, it was like, last call, turn the lights off, and I've still got a martini and half a grilled cheese left, and I'm still ready to go, and the band's already packed up and left. So that's always fun to see who's there at that hour of the night. But the last time I went, I always have a good time, but there was a line out the door of people waiting to get in.
Really? Was anyone there?
Which is so crazy. No, I mean, it was just random people wanting to come. And I think it was after, like, the height of the pandemic, even though we're kind of slowly going back into that a little bit. But, I mean, people were just ready to go, and it's such a iconic place. I think it also had to do with that whatever movie that they did, Welcome to the Carlisle, or Exit Through the Carlisle, or some show, you know, that they did all about the people that have come there, eaten there, performed there. I think it was Welcome to Carlisle. But anyways, but we'll try to revisit that one and see if their grilled cheese is as good as ever. But the last time I went and I did order grilled cheese, which is like
have
menu.
Have you ever eaten anything besides a grilled cheese and fries?
There? Never.
Sorry.
I mean, maybe a salad once. Even when I go to the Cafe Carlisle and you're spending a fortune, which I wish, I'm going to be 2 days too late to leave the city. I mean, I have to leave and I can't stay, but Brooke Shields is going to make a debut at the Carlisle. Ugh.
Doing what?
She's a singer. She sings a little cabaret.
Since when?
I don't know. Since the same time that Isaac Mizrahi decided he was going to do that too. Oh my gosh. So everybody's a singer. They should book us.
I'll do a little cabaret.
Even that Candace Bushnell, she books the Carlisle. She's done it like 3 or 4 years in a row. What does she do? I don't know what she does.
I'll sing a little Ebony and Ivory with you.
Well, you sing almost every episode.
No, I haven't. I stopped because you're so mean to me.
No, I just think we could bring something really good to the table for the Carlisle.
I do too. Like a two-man show, you and me.
Mm-hmm. I could play the spoons. And
I could play the fiddle
and the spoons. We'd start off with a little medley, then we work into some good knock knock jokes from the audience. Those are always crowd winners, and I think we could charge like at least $49 cover.
I was thinking like $4.99, but
you have to spend $150 minimum food and beverage, and then our lousy little $5 get up and go.
Well, let's see what we can work out.
Blondie did it. If she could do it, we could do it.
Right.
I think it's possible.
Sure.
Anyway, so I'm pissed that I'm going to miss Brooke Shields, but we'll have to go a couple days ahead and had my little grilled cheese, but the last time I was there, I was pissed because they were like, we don't do grilled cheese. I'm like, you always do it. Always. They were like, no, we can't do it. And I'm like,
what?
It is bread and cheese. What? And that's it. You'd serve a hamburger. And so we had this long, I mean, I don't like to argue with people. Just give me what I want. Charge me whatever it is. I don't have that kind of money to throw around, but really, do a hamburger minus the hamburger patty, minus the lettuce. I had to go through it like that to him. So it was basically bread and cheese, and I need for you to put it on a toaster. And now we're back to where we began. So finally, got it right.
How was it?
I mean, it was Wonder Bread and cheese, but it was probably $35. And I was satisfied, but I just hate having to like discuss my dietary problems with people. Little restrictions. It's always something. But I am so excited. Also, I just saw the cover of the September issue of Vogue, which is,
oh yeah,
people that don't know, I mean, I don't know who wouldn't know Vogue, but some of my relatives would probably not know what that means. But, and I'm not hating on my relatives, I'm just saying they don't really care about fashion and don't really, you know, who buys magazines? I still think it's fun to see it though.
Some do.
But they relaunched the supermodels were all on the cover.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I love that generation of models. Dating me again. I just feel like, I don't know, when I want to see fashion, I just wanted to see them because they just embodied all of everything that was good and glamorous and fashionable. And the models today just, oh, God, please give me a break. Like, I can't deal with them. But well, those models were models.
It's interesting because they've done a lot of side looks at like outtakes or whatever, you know, where you can like look on Instagram now and see the behind the scenes of that. And all these girls actually look really good. So
they really do.
I was surprised, especially with the woman, Elizabeth Evangelista or whatever, which I loved her. But, you know, she had all that botched plastic surgery.
Yeah, she had botched liposuction and she's like been in hiding because of like how terrible it was. She had all kinds of things to say about that. But
she looks great. And Naomi hasn't aged a bit and Cindy Crawford's on it and Christy Turlington,
I mean, which Christy Turlington and I shared a midwife. So there's my supermodel birth connection.
Well, I was just excited that Anna went back. I mean, she is masterful in her weaving in and out of different people. I mean, granted, I don't love a good celebrity on the cover of Vogue.
I don't love it. I don't love a celebrity. I think it should be models and fashion and whatever, but
everything's watered down nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. It's completely watered down. It's not the same. It's all these Instagram influencer wannabe celebrities stuff that are dictating the market and fashion. And I hate it. And it really upsets me. It started like a while back. It started back like, I don't know, like in the 2000 or like early 2010s, late 2000s, whatever you call that, when all the bloggers who would like sit in their basement, a bunch of nerds like typing away at their computer to pretend they knew something about fashion, who started getting into all the shows. I feel like that's when New York Fashion Week started to lose its luster.
That was about the time that I started going. That's how I got in, folks. I was never in a basement.
Like when they took it like out of Bryant Park and moved it over to Lincoln Center, like that was also, I don't know, to me, a big.
Well, you lose, I mean, I can't even describe that experience of what Fashion Week was like at Bryant Park, but I mean, it had an energy. It had the tent. It was only up temporarily. It was gone before you knew it. And
it was like a very special moment in time twice a year.
Yeah. And I still get teared up when I watch old reruns of Sex and the City as Carrie and them are running through that and through the snow.
It's so nostalgic and you can't redo that either. Like the new Sex and the City, whatever they call it, is so bleh. You just can't remake it. You know what I'm saying? Like once it's done, it's done. You can't bring it back.
Well, they moved it from Bryant Park and then did Lincoln Center, which the only good thing about Lincoln Center is that they had a really good walkway up and people could like mill around outside and not be stuck inside or whatever. But then they moved it, I guess, down to Hudson Yards. And obviously that really went well down there. I don't know about Hudson Yards, but
yeah, I have a lot of feelings.
It was a try, you know, but I'm excited to go. And I know that it's got to be difficult to put on these shows, and people have no idea how much it costs. And honestly, the
fortune.
Ingeniousness, or that's not even a word, but I liked it. Ingeniousness of some of the designers during the craftsiness of designers during the pandemic.
How about the ingenuity?
That's a better one. I wouldn't be able to spell it, but I like it. You know, I mean, they really had to be resourceful whenever people were not able to go to a show. So sometimes those little moments in time, even though it was difficult for everybody, and I know it's like, oh, that's really not that important, but it all really is, because it all trickles down in a way, you know, where what you buy the Gap, basically, we've heard it a million times. It's just like in Devil Wears Prada, it really does work its way down. But I felt like they did a really good job during the pandemic of still presenting.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of designers couldn't make it through that. But and now a lot of designers are acquired by large companies. So it's like a Pac-Man machine. So
exactly.
It'll all become regurgitated, and we'll buy it at Ross for less before you know it.
TJ Maxx.
People love TJ Maxx around
people
here. They're like,
TJ Maxx.
Like, I went to the runway section. I'm like, a runway section and TJ Maxx. And I did. I went over there because everybody was like, I bought these Valentino shoes. And I hate to ask people prices, but I went over there myself to see it in person. They have a section that says runway, and they do have Valentino, but I think it was made for a TJ Maxx. It looked about like that, and it was still like $900. And I'm like, that is not
TJ Maxx.
That's not a bargain. And I'm not walking. I'm not even paying with a credit card because I'm afraid of fraud at TJ Maxx. So I don't have $900 in cash to hand for the Valentino shoes. So everyone can have their TJ Maxx, and I'll take up what was good though. Remember Century 21?
Century 21 was amazing.
Oh my God.
That don't you remember going dumpster diving in there?
Oh, you know what I mean? I could do it all day.
There were some goody goodies there.
But then you had to wait in line forever to try on this, all these garb. But you could bring it all home and return it the next day.
Right,
it was perfect.
Right. That's what everyone did.
Right. But it was a good store. I guess that's gone by the wayside also. It's probably the real, real headquarters now.
Yeah.
Which is smart. Poshmark. I mean, I bought in on that. I don't know, but I've never done Poshmark. But the real, real really came up with something, and now they're flagshipping it everywhere. I prefer to do anonymous shopping for the real, real. I don't want to go into a store. But unless I was going to buy an Hermes bag or a very large purchase, I would actually want to see it in person.
Yeah.
All bags are final. Remember that, folks.
Ooh, true.
Anyway. All right, Taylor. Listen, I will see you next week. And we are going to New York Fashion Week in the Carlisle. So
we're going to NYC. Yeehaw.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Well, you're
bye,
coming
you guys.
Up in Texas. So that was like my best Texas.
No, it was good.
It wasn't. I'm sorry.
It's in time for the State Fair of Texas.
Delete that. Oh, we'll have to talk about that.
I know. It's coming. Your, can't wait. Corn Dog City. All right. See you next week.
Au revoir.
Every Sunday evening with the swell goes. Rubbing elbows. Come, let's mix.